The South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team, and every week at this time we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we are talking about something Google is doing, and you say this is something that is going to benefit people, correct?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, it's already benefiting people who use Google. Just 4 months into Google's initiative to enroll users in two-factor authentication by default, the adoption has helped to decrease account compromises. So back in October, they announced plans to turn on two-factor authentication for 150 million Google users who are not currently using the service and 2 million YouTube creators to use it as well.
Okay.
So they've turned it on by default. You didn't have to do it, but fortunately, many of these users did opt to enable the two-factor authentication, showing a 50% decrease in accounts being compromised.
So it's working.
It's working very well. And we talk about turning on two-factor authentication all the time. For any function that you use on the Internet, you should enable two-factor if it allows you to.
Yeah. I mean, that's been something you've been pushing for a long time as well. And so now this is going to be by default, but are you saying you could still opt out, or it just automatically comes this way?
It comes by default, and they're going to turn it on for all of the users, millions of more users, who will have the option at some point in time when they log in to set up their two-factor or delay the process. They won't be able to opt out forever. Mm-hmm. But they will be able to delay it if they say, let's say they're logging in and they don't have their phone with them or whatever two-factor device they want to use. They can bypass it for a few instances, but then they're going to be eventually forced to turn it on.
Okay. So this will become a mandatory thing, right?
It will. And it should become mandatory on any web-based application. Google, Facebook, Amazon has it, Apple. You should be using two-factor authentication for anything that you log into to protect yourself, your account, and in some cases, your financial information.
All right, that's important. So are we seeing, or do you think other sites will follow because of Google's lead?
I think that's what is going to really happen from that in the future. I don't expect it to happen right away. Mm-hmm. But the problem is it requires education. Many folks don't understand what two-factor is or even how to use it. So they have to be educated before they'll actually turn it on because most people fear something new or different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, when it comes to computers, we want to have things be the way we always did it. I mean, that's why we never liked any of these upgrades and having to get used to things that look and work differently. So again, I suppose for some people, David, maybe we should talk about two-factor, what exactly it is to have two-factor
authentication.
Yes.
It's a very simple process. If you have a smartphone, that will become your second factor and the easiest process, but that the service that you're using would send a text to that phone giving you a code to enter when you log in. It adds a couple of seconds, maybe 10 seconds, to your actual process of logging in, but it provides a 90% chance of you not getting hacked.
Much better way to keep things secure, and so that sounds like it's going to be the way of the future, and it sounds like Google will be pushing people towards that.
Exactly. And other companies will as well. You know, we talked recently about the IRS using a Face ID, which is ID.me. That's gone by the wayside now because of some challenges with that service. But you're going to have to authenticate with something beyond just the password. They're trying to make everything passwordless because if you don't have to use a password, you're much less able or apt to be broken into or hacked.
Hmm. All right. David's got the latest here on Google and their push towards better security by enrolling users in two-factor authentication. David Snell is
Use it, right?
Not all the time, but I'm starting to see more of that. So I will look into that, and I'll be able to
Just say 2FA.
2FA. Two-factor authentication.
That's the easy way.
All right. David Snell, where can people go to read more on this latest news on your blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to my blog at actsmartit.com, and you get all the information about Google and some other two-factor authentication processes that are going to be happening in the very near future.
Very good. David did it. There he goes. Google and David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too.